Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Dave Doney, glad you could join me on this absolutely beautiful Monday morning. Cold as it has been, though, throughout the past week or so. Mix of sun and clouds throughout the day today. Could see some flurries as well. High right around 30. Cloudy tonight, chance of snow, low near 21. And then for Tuesday, cloudy, chance of snow, high near 32. Joined today by Licking County Transit Executive Director Matt Allison. Coming up in May, voters will be asked to approve a sales tax for Licking County Transit. And I had a chance to speak with Matt about that sales tax and other things happening with Licking County Transit.
You and I have talked about this before, that you didn't think you'd be able to sustain the free rides, the free fares for the no-cost fares for Licking County Transit. And you folks, in conjunction with the Licking County Commissioner's Office and the Auditor's Office, have decided it's time to get to a ballot. Maybe talk a little bit about what folks are going to be seeing.
Sure. So what we have is transit is looking at a 0.15% sales tax that would be to support transit services. We know that we need to preserve what we have and continue to build upon the services that we put in place and to grow as the community has asked for more transit services. So a 0.15% sales tax is going on the ballot in the May 5th primary election. And so what we're looking at with that is to, again, continue to see the growth to sustain what we've had put in place over the last couple of years. We were really pleasantly surprised by the ridership response and the people that need transit and then what we've seen with the growth in ridership numbers. So from 2022, we actually had 62,000 trips that were taken on transit. And then we went to 74,000 trips taken on transit in 2023. In 2024, our number of trips taken was 110,000. And then last year, we set a new record of 136,000 trips taken on transit. So we know that the need is happening, and it's happening now. Demand for public transit in Licking County is growing rapidly, and it's really driven by an increasing population, with a large amount being seniors as well, utilizing transit services. There are also workforce transportation needs, access to education, and increased transit ridership that's happening throughout the county. So the growth is real, and it's happening.
Matt, was there any just thought of, okay, we'll just have a flat charge instead of going to the ballot and just say to folks, okay, starting in January 2027, we're going to start charging for having a fare system, or no?
Yeah, so actually, Licking County Transit does charge fares. We have two type of services. We have what's called a demand response service that is a door-to-door premium service scheduled in advance. And so we do charge for that service, and that's $4 per ride. Now, there are some exceptions to that service where if you are a senior, you would ride 60 and above, can ride that service at no fare. So that is a service that, again, is a premium service door-to-door scheduled in advance. What we started in 2023 was our very first fixed route service in nearly 50 years in Licking County, and that service is operated at no fare. And we don't say that it's free, because we've had support from 50% comes from the federal government, and then 50% has come from generous local stakeholders. So that has allowed the whole operating expenses to be paid for. And so we did not charge fares on those routes and have continued that policy of no fares on the routes. We do know that all the support that we've received from our stakeholders, which has been very kind and generous, you're typically getting that funding to get you started, to get seed money, and to really get the routes out there proving themselves. And we've seen that it's happening. But we know that for transit, you're really dependent upon long-term, stable, reliable funding. So I came from the COTA world, and I know that that's what they are dependent upon. And it's really every transit agency out there needs a reliable, long-term funding source. And that's why we are looking at this funding source that we're going to the ballot for in May.
Matt, was there any talk of instead of a sales, maybe you know, an income tax, property tax, or did you guys kind of already, I don't want to say already know, but kind of had settled on a sales tax as to being the best way to do this?
You know, we looked at a few things there, but a sales tax is really a good option for transit. And our thought with that is, again, this is a 0.15%. This is very small. So if you do some comparisons, COTA has a 1% sales tax. Obviously, that's a much larger area, a well-built-out transit system. And that's, again, a whole 1% sales tax. Ours is 0.15. So we feel like that's the best approach for us. The way I try to look at it in just a dollar amount would be if someone had a $100 purchase and it's something that's a sales taxable, it would fit in that category, $100 purchase, 15 cents would go to Licking County Transit to support our services and help us to grow the services that we provide. So we think a sales tax, again, is the best approach. Furthermore, when you look at a sales tax, you're also able to leverage folks that are coming through that are visitors, someone that's coming for maybe a show or someone that's maybe working in Licking County that doesn't live here, but they're making purchases. And so those things that are qualified for a sales tax, that's where we would get that benefit from that. So again, it's not, the burden is not really placed upon the Licking County community itself, but also the folks that are coming through and visiting as well. So we think this sales tax, that's a very small amount, is the right approach for us.
So Matt, if it gets passed, when would you folks be able to start collecting? Would it be in 2027?
It would probably be 2027 before we'd start actually receiving funding. I believe it would be October when they would actually start making the collections, and we would receive the funding a few months after that. So I would say it would be closer to 2027 before we would receive any funding.
And Matt, any estimates as to what this would generate on a yearly basis?
Yeah, we believe it would generate between $3.5 million to $6 million annually. Again, that's all based upon the economy and then how the region continues to grow. I think the positive sign is this area is really booming, and economically it's been a very vibrant area. And so you would hope that the sales tax revenue would continue to be strong. And so that's what we see it, you know, providing on an annual basis. And again, this would allow transit to continue to provide these great services that we've provided over the last few years with the new routes. And also to add to this, we have seen where the demand on the number one Main Street route has been so high that we've had to add additional service on that route. So what we did a few months back in 2025 was we added what we call a midday trip. So although routes are a one-hour loop and they meet back at a transfer location, the Main Street route was getting so heavily used that we had bus operators calling in and saying, hey, I need help. We've got too many people on the route riding, which is a good thing in the transit world. But we also realized that that route needed more frequency. So we've added a trip on that route where from 9:30 in the morning until 4:30 p.m., we have additional service, so it's actually 30-minute frequency on that route. And that's worked out extremely well, and we've continued to set new ridership records on the Main Street route. In addition to that, we will be looking at the number 2 route, the 21st Street route, and also the Earthworks route to ensure that we have enough service in those areas as well. So those may justify midday service coming soon. Beyond that, we are looking at adding service on Mount Vernon Road, another route in that location. And then we're also looking at New Albany, Johnstown area, and then Pataskala, Etna. Our goal is to ensure people in Licking County can get to these jobs that are happening right here in our community. And so that's exciting for us to say, hey, we can fill that gap, meet those transportation needs, and get our community members to those jobs that are developing both locally and in western Licking County as well.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Licking County Transit's deviated fixed routes is a game changer in our community, providing transportation for folks to get to doctor's appointments, grocery stores, and to their jobs. You can learn more about the sales tax on the May ballot by visiting the Licking County Transit website or Facebook page, or you can give them a call and they'll give you the information there as well. Well, you've been listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7, brought to you by Licking County Transit. I'm Dave Doney. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll get you back to the music next with Kenny Chesney on Buckeye Country 107.7.